88.5 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio. Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Hello, everybody. Yowza. My name is Ty Taylor, and I'm the lead singer for the band Vintage Trouble. It's such an honor that Mookie and the rest of the guys over here invited me to come in and be a guest DJ for Black History Month every Saturday. I'm stoked. I hope to represent and do my people proud. My first thought was to just choose music that influenced me to be a writer, to be a singer. But instead, I figured, why not go deeper? Let's do a retrospective of the influence of African Americans on rock and roll. I mean, when you track it, you know, I hate that expression when people say it tracks. But what tracks is that we started this whole thing. I mean, from gospel to blues to rhythm and blues. Obviously, they were the seeds that then led to the blossoming of this dope form of music called rock and roll. Elvis has been called the king of rock and roll. Well, let's just say he's been tutored the king of rock and roll. Now, we cannot talk about Elvis without talking about his influences. And as you know, Elvis was influenced by so much gospel, from people like Big Joe Turner to Clara Ward and Ward singers. You know, we know that he loved the early rhythm and blues artists like Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Etta James. You know, he was enamored by the fire that was coming from the souls of a lot of these musicians. But it's a different day, and it's Black History Month. And I am excited that I have so many ears listening to me right now as I celebrate the African-American artists that help lay down a strong foundation for what we know now as rock and roll. Again, I'm Ty Taylor, the lead singer for Vintage Trouble. You're listening to SoCal Sound. I'm going to start this train with Crossroad Blues by, of course, Robert Johnson.
Look a look yonder, look a look yonder, Well, the sun done gone, the cabin can't hold him. Cabin can't hold him. Cabin can't hold him. No way I do. Yes, ain't it got a gold mine? Ain't it got a gold mine? Ain't it got a gold mine? Way above a knee. Look yonder. Look yonder. Look yonder. Where the sun done gone, axe is walking. Axe is walking. Axe is walking all day long. Chips is talking. Chips is talking. Chips is talking. Babe, all day long. Look yonder. Look yonder. Look yonder. Where the sun done gone. Oh, Black Betty. Bam ba lam, oh Black Betty, bam ba lam, Black Betty had a baby, bam ba lam, Black Betty had a baby, bam ba lam, them things gone crazy, bam ba lam, them things gone crazy, bam ba lam, oh Black Betty, bam ba lam, oh Black Betty, bam ba lam, oh baby Black Betty, bam ba lam, oh Betty Black Betty, bam ba lam, Black Betty had a baby, bam ba lam, Black Betty had a baby, bam ba lam, damn thing gone crazy, bam ba lam, damn thing gone crazy, bam ba lam. Said it wasn't none of mine. Bam ba lam, said it wasn't none of mine. Bam ba lam, damn thing gone blind. Bam ba lam, damn thing gone blind. Bam ba lam, yeah, Black Betty. Bam ba lam, oh, Black Betty. Bam ba lam, Black Betty, Black Betty. Bam ba lam, Black Betty, Black Betty. Bam ba lam, look here, Black Betty. Bam ba lam, look here, Black Betty. Bam ba lam, jump steady, Black Betty. Bam ba lam, jump steady, Black Betty. Bam ba lam. Last Monday, baby, I was arrested.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Well, you get in that kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. Shining through. Well, you ain't old dressing, sun comes shining through. I can't believe that all of this belongs to you. I believe you was all you never did in my life. I believe you was all you never did in my life. Well, all I work is fast enough.
Joe Turner. That was Shake, Rattle, and Roll. If that didn't make you move, I don't think you know how to move, or I don't think movement is possible for you. You know what? Everything is possible. So do me a favor. For the next hour, get out of your head and into your body and groove with me as we celebrate African Americans' influence on rock and roll. Before that, we had Black Betty by Lead Belly. I hope that got your feet stomping and tapping and hands clapping and your mouth flapping along with it. Now's where my goosebumps start popping, because I get to talk about gospel's influence on rock and roll. And the best way to explain it is to play this music. It's called When We All Get to Heaven, and it is by the amazing Clara Ward and the Ward Singers.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of joy that will be. When we all meet Jesus, we'll see you in heaven.
Tell me so. You won't be bothered with me around your house no more. somebody beating on a ding dong.
Listening to this, that you also had a whole lot of shaking going on. That was Big Maybell, of course. And then before that was That's All Right by Arthur Big Boy Crudup. Now, if you guys have been watching the new Elvis movie or you know anything about Elvis history, Arthur Big Boy Crudup was one of Elvis's main inspirations. So if you heard some Elvis-isms in Big Boy's music, I think what you really have been hearing is Big Boy's influence on Elvis. And by Big Boy, I'm not referring to the rapper Big Boy that everybody knows. I'm talking about Arthur Big Boy Crudup. Ooh. I love the fact that there are so many old rock and roll songs that came from these African American pioneers of rock and roll music. I love that there are so many phrases that we say today that were derived from back in a time when African Americans were transitioning their blues and gospel music and rhythm and blues music into this form of rock and roll. This phrase that I love to say, shake your money maker, this song is by Elmore James. I hope that it makes you want to move and groove and not be so smooth.
Shake your money maker, shake your money maker, shake your money maker, shake your money maker, and then shake your money maker, 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 and then shake your money maker, shake your money maker, you gotta shake your money maker, and then shake shake a money maker. She won't roll her acky daggy. She won't shake her money maker. She won't shake her money maker. She won't.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. I bet there's some people that just heard that song that had no idea that Elvis was not the original recording artist that did Hound Dog. That was Big Mama Thornton. And right before that was one of the crowns of rock and roll song history, Johnny B. Good by Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, Chuck Berry, Chuck Berry. This song coming up is one of the favorite songs of my guitar player, Nale Cult, Vintage Trouble. For those of you who don't know, I'm in the band Vintage Trouble. Nale Cult is in Vintage Trouble. Rick Barrio Dill is our bass player. Richard Danielson is our drummer. But this song coming up right now is called Smokestack Lightning. And Nale Cult used to have this as his ringtone on his phone for so long. I think that might have been where I heard it first. I hate to admit it, but here is Smokestack Lightning by Howlin' Wolf.
Listener-powered radio sounds like the SoCal Sound.
Live music and spring training baseball collide at Innings Festival in Tempe, Arizona, February 25th and 26th. Performances by Green Day, Eddie Vedder, Weezer, The Black Crows, Mountjoy, Marcus Mumford, The Head and the Heart, and many, many more. Current and former major leaguers will be out there as well. Simply sign up to be in the running for a pair of festival passes plus flights and hotel stay. You can find contest rules and enter in the sweepstakes through the SoCalSound.org. No purchase is necessary. That's Innings Festival, baseball and music, February 25th and 26th. Brought to you by C3, Concord, and Warner Records.
Coheed and Cambria present No World for a Waking Mind with special guest Def Haven at the Hollywood Palladium on October 7th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has your chance to attend. You can see contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Coheed and Cambria, the Palladium, October 7th. You could die.
Support comes from worldcommunityexchange.com, an ethical fair trade makers marketplace, offering an alternative online shopping experience. Worldcommunityexchange.com is not a club, it's a movement. More information at worldcommunityexchange.com. Together, we can make the world a better place.
If you and your vehicle haven't been seeing eye to headlight for a while, now is a great time to donate it to the SoCal Sound. You'll transform your once stressful headache into new hope for those we serve and support. We accept all types of vehicles, cars, trucks, boats, RVs, and more. The pickup is free, and we take care of the paperwork. Plus, your donation may be tax deductible. Get started by calling 877-527-6123 or donate online at thesocalsound.org. Thanks to Richard Zeff, Henry Nabella, Michael Angulo, and Thomas Lovejoy for your recent vehicle donations.
Discover music on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Words that I'm saying, wash my soul with water from on high. While the world of love is around me, evil thoughts do bind me. But oh, if you need me, I will die.
Bubble. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, 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 bop. What you do to me, to the booty?
Was Tootie Fruity by Little Richard. You know, Little Richard had this whole thing because he felt like he wasn't celebrated enough in the music industry. He never won any Grammys or did anything like that. He might have gotten a lifetime achievement, but when his songs were popping off the radio, he was never given that right. He was not really raised and elevated to a place that made him feel satisfied with the way he was being received. So we love you, Little Richard. Before that, I can get tears when I talk about her. Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and that was Rock Me. She is one of the main female pioneers of African-American rock and roll artists, and she took gospel to a place where she picked up her guitar, and she made it sound like God was bringing rock to the world. And here's this thing. I don't know if any of you have read a lot of Jimi Hendrix history, but when he talks about his main influences, Sister Rosetta Tharpe is right up top. So that was her doing Rock Me. And of course, after that, like I said, Tootie Fruity, Little Richard. Next, we're going to, what should we play? Let's play Let the Good Times Roll. It's by Shirley and Lee. You know, it's what I love so much about music is when we get these duets, because quite often artists don't come together to make music. So it's great when you can hear a female and male voice together in song. This is Let the Good Times Roll.
Roll all night long. Come on, baby, while the thrill you heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little dip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Yep, that was 5-10-15 by the incomparable Ruth Brown. Ruth Brown was a hard ass. Oh, Ruth Brown was hard. I mean, Ruth Brown had an edge to her that most women didn't allow to be seen at that time. Not only in the country, not only in the world, but also within the music scene. Right before that was Ike Turner, and he was doing Rocket 88. Ike Turner. You know, we know Ike Turner when we think about the Tina Turner movies, and Tina Turner is one of my favorite artists of all times. So I have a hard time with Ike sometimes because I think about what he did to her mentally and physically. But we cannot ignore his contribution to the fabric of rock and roll. And we have to remember that as an African American, he was one of the pioneers. I heard a story like where he was going to some gig and maybe getting his guitar amp out of the car, and then it ripped the bottom part of the amp. And then so this is where distortion came from. Now, I'm sure a lot of other people have different stories about that. But during Black History Month, we're going to say it was Ike Turner. So this next song I'm going to play for you here on SoCal Sound is The Twist. The Twist is by Chubby Checker, of course. I have a funny story. I got to do the show Grease on Broadway with Chubby Checker. We shared a dressing room, and it was the only time I got to see my mom blush. My mom came up to the dressing room, and Chubby Checker answered the door, and my mother just... she just became this little girl I'd never seen her be in my entire life. And she was like, "Hello, nice to meet you, Mr. Checker." She called him Mr. Checker. And then he started trying to flirt with my mom. And I was like, hey, Chubby. That's my mom. So this is The Twist by Chubby Checker.
like a D and I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you come back to me.
So there you go. That was I'm Walking by Fats Domino. Reminds me of the show Happy Days. I used to watch Happy Days a lot as a kid, and that was one of the singles that was always in the jukebox. I had trouble deciding, though. For Fats Domino, I was going to choose Blueberry Hill because that was my mom's favorite Fats Domino song, but I went with Walking just because it has some tempo. Once again, I want to remind you all, my name is Ty Taylor. I'm from the band Vintage Trouble. And of course, you're listening to SoCal Sound. As I'm ending this first week of mine, I thought, how can we go out with a bang? I thought, what could you do to really remind people that this is about the beginning of rock and roll? This is about where rock and roll came from. This is where the trees and branches of rock and roll that once went down through their bark and into the roots where it all came from. And that is the depths of the blues. I'm going to sign off with a song that doesn't even have any instruments, just stomps and claps and a soulful rock and rollful blues tone. Sun House. John the Revelator. See you guys next week. Well, I won't see you, but you'll hear me, and I will be waiting with bated breath to talk more about the effect of African Americans on the origins of rock and roll.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seventh seal. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Well, who's that riding? John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seas. You know, God walked down in the cool of the day, called Adam by his name. And he refused to answer because he's naked and no shame. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seventh sea. You know, crying.